Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Vanderpump Rules, it's season 6, and it does not come without drama. We can't wait to get into it. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I dug my key into the side of this pretty little four-wheel drive.
Oh my gosh, this is so necessary.
Yeah.
I can see Brittany doing this.
Yes, totally.
Digging her keys
totally
into Jax's couch, his...
Tear that thing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, I think he deserves it, maybe. We're going to get into it, but before we do, we need to introduce ourselves to you guys. We're so happy to be here. Season 6 of Vanderpump Rules. This is the official AfterBuzz panel. So if you guys haven't seen me before, I'm Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP everywhere. And here's everybody else.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach, Z-A-C-K.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Sarah Sirio. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Sirio, or I suggest Instagram and Snapchat at S Sirio.
Hey everyone, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas, and I am so excited for this premiere.
No.
Yes. Drama packed.
So much drama, and I can't wait to get to it. Faith is just like the most hated woman in America, I think, right now. But we'll get to it.
We will.
So to begin, the episode opens up, and we have Sheena talking about her new relationship with Rob, which happened pretty quick after her divorce. I mean, she's technically not divorced yet from Michael Shea. So what do you guys think about this new relationship?
It was at the reunion that she was already saying that she was dating Rob.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was, like, instantly. And they had dated before, so there was already, like, that tension. I don't know how much they had dated before, but I feel like she, like, hopped right into bed with him real quick.
Yes, she did. They dated for a while.
Yeah. Like 2006 to 2010, so a few years.
So like off and on then, or what? Define dating. That's what I was going to
say. I don't know. Maybe off and on. I feel like with her, maybe off and on. But I just feel like the poor girl just wants to have someone to love her. And it may be that kind of love that is a little hard to, like, find in a guy.
I think she just needs to slow her roll, to be honest. I mean, she's so stinking cute.
She is.
Like, be single for 5 minutes because she's so hot. I think anybody would want to take her on a date.
Yeah.
I think she just needs to, like, go explore. Like, she just jumped right into the arms of Rob, and I feel like she's already kind of, like, hinting, like, she wants to marry him. And I feel like it's a little soon.
She needs to swipe on Tinder for a bit.
Yeah.
So, like, be a normal person. Definitely. Like, try to date the way we all have to date.
Right.
Like, it's not easy. You can't just jump into Rob's arms. You need to get a minute.
I feel like it would have been better for her to have had her birthday party as just her being, like, a single girl.
I like that.
I just feel like that would have been good for her.
Yeah.
Totally. Instead of making it a combined something.
A coming out.
I think she's just a hopeless romantic, and she seems super sweet and just loves love. And she just wants that fairy tale.
I know.
Like, romance.
She loves it so much she broke up a marriage.
Oh my god, yeah, oh my gosh.
Spilling tea. Spilling tea.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
She's
grown up. But we have kind of an update on Sheena and Rob.
Yes.
But we can get to that at tea time. Yeah. So at the end, you guys, we're going to have a little tea time. We're going to spill some tea that we know.
Oh.
So anyways, stay tuned for that. So the next thing we kind of... some tea will be sipped. So the next thing we hear about is the Tom
endeavor. I love them.
How do you guys... I think that would be a really fun place in LA.
I think it would be too. I think that their dynamics work really well together. And I think it would just be a fun place. And I mean, based off this show, obviously, it's going to be such a cool hangout spot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it'll definitely be sexy. But I'm interested to see, like, are they going to be mixing up drinks at the bar?
Yeah.
Like, what is going to be their involvement?
And I...
Because it looks like LVP's not giving them much... saying anything. She's like, you have to give me $100,000, but you, like, that's...
But, yeah, what does that define? Because she has so much money. Like, $100,000 is probably, like, changed to her. So,
she said 10%. And right. I don't know if that's a shared 10%.
She said that was being nice,
yeah,
giving
them
10%. So, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, though, if you go into business with Lisa Vanderpump, I think you know you're going to be successful.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of like a good Trust investment. Her. It's not anything you want to, you know, you're up, you know,
totally
scared about making.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that it would be really cool. I think that Sandoval got himself in a little bit of a pickle when he was talking about it. But that seemed really set up to me. Did it feel set up to you guys?
It did feel set up.
It seemed like it was
when Lisa was listening.
Because I feel like you want to go to your significant other or, like, your friend or whatever. And everything he was, like, vocalizing to Ariana seemed like something that would be reasonable to say and, like, were concerns that I even would have, even though, like you said, being in a business with Lisa, I'd be like, obviously, 100%, it would be successful.
Yeah.
But still, I don't feel it was as, you know...
Yeah, I think he made a good point of, like, if I'm giving you $100,000, then I want to know what my involvement is. And you're going to vent to your girlfriend about that. And you'll be like, I don't know, like, what the terms are, what my boundaries are. I think it was a very fair conversation to be having with her. He wasn't trash-talking her.
But why vent at her restaurant?
Yeah, poor
I don't know. That's, like, deserves some privacy, especially if you're given this huge opportunity.
Fair.
Well, also, like, that's, like, a question I have. Like, did the producers set this up? Because the fact that they... put the camera on this table, and then table 7 is where Lisa is sitting.
Yeah.
I mean, it just felt a little bit ironic to me. But, you know, yeah, definitely not the time or place to talk about it.
And like you said, I love how they hang out at work. It's like they work there. And it's like they're just going to stay there. It's like, go home. Like, live your life, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So Ariana's new haircut, OMG. Yeah. So cute.
I love it. It's so cute.
Good.
Don't you love it? She looks so adorable.
She does.
She can't really do anything wrong, though.
No, and Tom loves it, too.
Yeah, right? We
Tom
heard about
loves
that.
It too. Their relationship, I think, is so just great.
I know.
He's so in love with her.
I know.
You just see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He cries, like, every time he talks about her. He cries a lot.
And she's just like,
so adorable. So, okay. Sheena didn't invite Katie to the birthday party, and I was a little bit confused by that. No one gave us, like, total closure. I guess that they broke it down and said, oh, Sheena said that Katie didn't have a lot of friends. That was the big argument, but then they didn't get into it, and I just didn't understand also why Tom went, too.
But, well,
what'd you guys
we
think?
We were all very little concerned about that.
If your wife is not invited to a party, you don't go to the party. Like, let's make that clear. Like,
right?
You can't, like, you're like, look, sweetie, I'm supporting you today. We're married.
Right?
Like, I'm going to support you
I
and
know.
Not go to this party, even if this is my friend. Like, my friend went up to you, went out of her way to go up to you to say that you're not invited to this party. Like, bull.
Yeah, for
I know.
A reason that really wasn't, like, that crazy
valid.
To not be invited. And also, it's like, there's going to be so many people at this party.
Faith was invited.
What does she care? Yeah,
right?
Faith was invited. She knew if she goes there, and you know she's not going to even talk to you if, like, you clearly invited her husband, and she can just talk to him the whole time. It just seemed not unnecessary.
I was surprised that Katie didn't throw a fit about it.
I was surprised that she didn't.
Given, normally she would.
Last season, I think she took enough heat for throwing tantrums and fits that she's like, I'm
true.
So sick
can this. You blame her, though?
Yeah. No, I don't at all.
I would have thrown a huge fit.
I would have, too, but I don't know. Maybe she feels secure because they're, like, married and, like, the word, I don't know, just being, I don't know.
I was impressed. She seemed very mature. Yeah. She seemed very mature for Katie.
At least,
like, this is good.
At least that he got drinks with them. At least, you know, he...
It all worked out. Yeah, he went with Stassi and
time
Katie.
With her.
Yeah, for drinks, and then he went to the party. So I thought that was, it was interesting, but no one caused a fuss. So it was
no one. The only, that's why I'm over here like, should I not be thinking how I'm thinking about, like, oh, right? What's, like, my boyfriend? And be like, but I'm like, no, I'm still going to think that way.
Yeah. Stassi was the only person that said something. She was like, gosh, when is he going to ever make her a priority?
Yeah.
And
that's
right. They're married, and he's still not making her a priority.
It's true.
So it's.
It's true. That is weird. But they do seem, like, really happy since they got married. So I think that's cute. Okay, so Stassi and Patrick are back together right now in the episode.
Yeah.
We don't know about in real life. Well, we kind of do know about in real life. We're broken up. So what do you guys think about this whole Stacey-Patrick saga?
I feel like she, at this point, they've been so on and off that, like, I want her to, like, find somebody new. I get it. She likes him. She's in love with him. I like seeing her in love with him. But, like, at some point, you need to know when it's time to move on.
True.
Like, right. You broke up for a reason. Let's keep it.
Mm-hmm. I love Stassi. I've loved her from the get-go.
She's great.
So funny. She's just, like, she's the funny girl to me. Mm-hmm. And then Tom is the other funny guy.
I think she just needs, like, a strong, confident man. Older.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just see her with an older man.
Yeah.
Just I think that's what she needs.
She just seems like she's, well, I think she's mature for a lot of these people.
She also needs someone who will handle all of just her, like, antics and her just, like, not really caring. There's, like, some people that don't care, but they don't, like, know that they're, like, oblivious to some things. And I feel that's her. But she's not mean about it or rude or anything. So I think she needs someone who's, like, okay with who she is as a person. Yeah.
Also, I think she needs someone who is okay with, like, being bossed around just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because
she
likes to be the boss.
Yeah.
So I think she needs somebody that she can say, you know.
Yeah.
Do this.
She needs to be like Lisa and Ken. Because wouldn't you say, like, Lisa, like,
Lisa's
bosses?
Definitely absolutely.
She needs that.
Stassi.
And Ken loves that.
Yeah,
Ken
exactly. Loves it. That's what she needs.
Yeah, exactly. She needs somebody like that. Okay, so then we have this weird scene. I thought it was a little bit weird. With James and his BFF, Logan.
Oh, my God, don't get me
making
started.
Cookies and getting ready for Raquel to come home.
I mean, are we really trying to pretend that Logan is not giving James a bro job?
No, we're not pretending. I think you're right.
The shots that they showed of, like, them making eye contact.
Yes.
And, like, he's helping me make cookies and he's kept me busy while Raquel's away. I'm like, I know how he's been keeping you busy.
Right. And then when Raquel walked in, Logan looked, like, very upset and was like, don't ignore me. It's very awkward. And no one really talked about it. It's just like, what was that? Maybe we're going to see more of it.
I hope we see more of it.
I
really
see more.
I
need a tell-all with Logan because I'm confused.
I'm a little confused as well.
Yeah,
because I feel like just what James wanted to do for Raquel, blow up some balloons and make some, like, already made pre-made cookies, didn't seem like he needed, like, help.
He didn't need help. Yeah,
but you know, they seem to have worked it out together.
And they're like,
build some time.
Yeah, like, they're like tickling each other in the kitchen, Logan and James. I'm like, what?
You have some batter on your face.
James on the kitchen was like, he kept me, you know, company. And they threw, like, pictures up of them. And it was just that they were, like, skiing and,
so
like,
bad.
At the club and on the beach and, like, doing so much together. I don't know.
But he also said that Logan, like, preoccupies himself with the guys. And then James can preoccupy himself with the girls. Did you guys hear
that? Yeah.
I thought I was
and then
like,
when
wait.
They both strike out, they have each other.
Yeah, but hello, you're with Raquel.
No, oh, that's so true.
I didn't catch that. But maybe that's how they became friends. Was that how they introduced it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe we missed that.
I thought that maybe.
Maybe, because I think James was like, we met at Pump when I was DJing there.
Mm-hmm. And it worked out.
Yeah, because, but that still really doesn't make any sense.
Girls,
like, it works out because he would go up to the guys and I would go up to the girls.
But maybe he wasn't dating Raquel at that
time. No, I know, but still, it's like, I don't get it. Did they both play wing people for each other? Is that what he was trying to say?
I think that's what he was trying to say.
But they switched.
Right.
It just came out.
It came out like I wasn't sure.
It came out like that's an unbelievable story.
Or I think he was making that comment to, like, you know, boast up his straightness.
Yeah.
Like, I was going after the girls.
As he was going
after. We weren't really in the stall.
I don't know. But I will say, I liked James in this episode.
I did too.
He looked happy and he looked, like, good and not, you know, crazy James.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think
everyone's
he looked crazy?
Everyone's tamed down this season.
Yeah. Like, so far,
because we're all so confused because we're like, nothing then followed up with, like, a fight or, no one was pissed off. And so we're all here, like, a little bit confused as to be, like,
Where's the drama?
But I still feel like so much happened, but no one. Maybe they're all on like Xanax.
Addressed. Yeah.
Or like maybe they're just
they
like,
or they're like with yeah, they're with Michael Shay. That's their buyer.
I don't know. I don't know. Or maybe they just either. Like so used to each other's antics that they know it's just gonna be a thing and then it'll pass.
Or maybe the first episode they were just setting up like, this is gonna be peaceful and now it's going crazy. Like I just feel like all the stuff we got like teases of, I was like, maybe this could burn into a fire in the next episode.
Totally.
Yeah, right?
There was a lot set up this week.
There was a lot of setup, which I needed and that was good. Mm-hmm. I got a nice update. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it like set us up for like some crazy stuff about to happen. The James thing I'm waiting for.
Oh, yeah, I can't
I'm waiting for that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's it's interesting. Okay, so should we get into the craziest thing that happened in this entire episode?
Probably. Because there's a lot to
say. Oh, my gosh. Jax. The rumor that Jax cheated on Brittany with Faith. And then Faith is going to tell James that she might be pregnant? Are we kidding? What?
I love the girl. I love how she's like in the club, mic'd up, camera on her,
right,
with a cast member, and she's like, oh my god, there's this rumor going around about me, and I accidentally slept with Jax, and now I think I might be pregnant. It's like, when do we like realize how...
He like, hit her up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I love...
That's the rumor.
I know, that's the rumor. And I love how, like, she spills all of that. Like, it makes her look awful. And then just to hit it so you could maybe, like, feel for her a little bit, she's like, but I'm helping out this 95-year-old woman. Like, I'm an in-care helper. I'm like, sweetie. No.
She also described that the woman was there when they hooked up. Yeah. And she did, please, go back in the episode.
It's
and
true.
She literally said the woman was like this.
She said that.
And she did that face.
I know. Whoever could get turned on by having an older woman in the room with them, I just can't.
That is sad. That is just sad.
She's like, well, I invited him over to my place, but there was this 85-year-old woman, or 95-year-old woman, so I didn't think anything was going to happen. Like, you invited him over to your place. Like, you were putting on a show for homegirl.
Yeah.
And she was
you were
like
trying to give her life.
Okay. Wake up!
She needed
Wake
a up. Little bit. She needed a little bit.
Oh my god.
I don't...
And then she was so detailed about it.
Yes, like I don't need to know.
Like too
know.
Detailed to the point where she like came in with her notes ready for how she was gonna pitch this.
I know. It's like you hear that all the time though. It's always like the go to thing when the guy's like, no, they're like, he wasn't wearing a condom, and then the guy asks you like, are you on birth control? And you're like, no. I feel like that's always like the line that's
and
set.
Then he says too late.
Too late.
I know.
Like, that was like the
I
ending.
I feel like it's too easy. Like I really don't want to believe it.
We need to see the Twitter.
I don't want to believe it, but I do believe it, unfortunately, because it's Jax Taylor, and, like, everybody knows Jax Taylor is, like, a little bit, like, equivalent to, like, the dirt on the ground. Like, he, you know, not dirt on the ground. I do. I liked him recently, like, last season. I was like, wow, why do I like Jax? Like, Jax is really cool.
No,
like,
same.
And I really like him with Brittany, but it doesn't surprise me that he would do this. However, I'm just disappointed in Faith because really that's how you want to like get your 5 seconds of fame is coming on the show and admitting that you hooked up with a guy that you knew had a girlfriend.
The sleaziest one of all of them, too.
Yeah.
I know, and it's like really, like to me, when a girl like does that, I mean, I'm not like for it at all by any means, but like you look at the girl that like the guy's dating. And it's like Brittany. Like, she's so sweet.
Right.
She's probably so supportive of you. And it's just like, why? Like, what? Like, I don't get it.
To get on the show?
To get on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's, believe me, like, your plot and your story, Faith, is only going to last you a few episodes.
Yeah.
And also, it doesn't make you look like a cool person or like, it's not going to get you a job as like, I don't know, an actress or like, that doesn't help. That just makes you look bad.
No one's going to like you.
Who becomes your ally on the cast?
Right?
You don't have one. James?
If you think James is it, I really don't think so.
But, I mean,
Do you do y'all believe this saying, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I was just curious. Yeah, I wanted to get an insight. Well, yeah. All right.
I think cheating is, like, once you get away with it, then they just keep doing
it. Yeah. You learn how to get better at it.
Yeah, no.
I think the only reason I don't want it to be true is because I like Britney so much.
Right.
And I think Faith is so sleazy. Like, for the two of them, I don't want it to be true. But it's like, you're right. It's Jax. Like, we can't really be that surprised. It probably did. Something probably happened. Like, I'm hoping the old woman wasn't watching them and, like, all those details were true. But I'm pretty sure, like, where there's smoke, there's fire, and there was something that happened.
I think so. Absolutely. I mean, definitely she's not pregnant, or we definitely would have seen that in a news outlet or something by now. That for sure would have been spoiled.
I mean, even Faith knew she wasn't pregnant when she said that.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
No, it's so true.
Exactly.
She didn't. She just,
you're
like,
so right.
It's like, girl, you are on birth control. She just said that.
Yeah, no. She
like,
just,
she is.
She was
on.
Just starting drama. And that just makes me upset. What do you think?
I don't know. I just had a realization. Do you think that maybe it'll come back, like, next episode and be like, oh, like, it did happen, but it happened, like, before Brittany and him were dating? Or do you think it's, like right now?
No, for sure, I think she's going to stick to her story. Yeah. She clearly planned this out.
Okay.
Yeah. She planned this out. She talked to producers. She wanted this in. Like, this feels so, you know, she wanted this. Yeah, orchestrated.
I just want to see some evidence. Ugh. Like, if he was hitting up on Twitter.
I want the tweets. I want the receipt.
Right?
Yeah.
Show us something.
I know,
screenshot.
Twitter.
Like, come on.
I didn't even know Twitter was, like, the thing that, I thought it was a DM on, like, Insta.
Yeah. And also, don't they have each other's numbers?
They
haven't they worked together?
Yeah, at Sir, like.
Yeah. Couldn't they have just, like, been like, oh, can you cover my shift?
Right.
AKA, come over to old woman's house after 9. Oh, actually, she goes to bed at 7, so
yeah,
anytime after 7.
I know.
Poor lady.
Oh, the poor lady. Yeah. Also, like, how about when this poor lady sees this episode or hears about this? Someone's going to be upset.
Who knows if the old lady's even real? Like, I feel like you said it was, like, to make her look good.
Yeah.
I just think
that's
gross. They
can't make you look good.
No, I think it's gross if it happened.
I'm really worried, but if you check Instagram...
I'm really worried, too.
If you check Instagram, it appears as if Jax and Brittany are still together.
I know. So... I mean...
I think...
Jax was so, like, foreign. Like, yeah. I was saying, like, I feel like they say if you ever have a question to your boyfriend and your girlfriend, you're like, hey, can I just, like, see your phone? And if they're like, yeah, sure, and they, like, are about it, then it means, like, they're not cheating and they're being honest. And Jax was so, like, yeah, talk to her, but she was the one that, like, ran away.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Oh. Don't you also remember when, like, he was with Kristen and, like, the Stassi thing?
Yeah.
And he was just
that,
like,
drug out, and they were so adamant.
And he was just like,
that's true. Oh,
like, it doesn't faze him. The man does not have feelings.
No, but any cheater, though. He's psycho.
Brittany made a really good point when she said, Brittany said, why didn't Faith come to me if she's really my friend, if we're really in this group of friends together? She's like, why didn't she come to me and tell me this directly? Like, why did she do this whole orchestrated thing on camera going to Tom Sandoval and all of that stuff, which I thought was really chicken.
Oh, my God. I also liked how it was so played up, because even before we knew that, like, Faith and that whole rumor, Faith's, like, going up to me. She's like, oh, my God, Brittany, like, you look so gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
She's like, if you guys are going out afterwards, I'm invited. It's like, we did not invite you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not coming now, obviously.
Yeah. Also,
I just loved.
Everyone has Britney's back, I feel
like.
Oh,
my gosh.
Like, everyone.
She's
awesome. This Faith girl is going to just get destroyed.
It's second time trying.
Yeah, she didn't make it the first time.
And this is not the way to make it the second.
No.
She needs to change her name.
Faith. Yeah. Right?
Just.
Gardenia.
Yeah. Okay. So should we get into tea time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So our tea time, our first article on our tea time list is that we, you had tea on Sheena and Rob, right?
Oh, yeah. That there was a recent article I saw online that he was, like, flirting with another server and that this is why they broke up, or he might have allegedly cheated on Sheena. Hopefully not, though.
I hope not.
Because that's just going to break her heart even more.
Right when I... Like, I didn't know anything about him other than what I saw of him on her Instagram. As soon as he rocked into the room, like, this music should have been playing, because he was just, like, so, like, boyfriend goals. And, like, he just seems so, like, he's good looking, he's charismatic, like, he's like, I love you so much, and all of their captions are like, I love you, that, like, it makes me sad. I don't want that to be true.
Do you know what he does?
I'm happy for her.
It's so unclear on Instagram. Can you give me a better bio, Rob?
Can you please put in your bio what you do?
No, it is.
Or someone share it with us.
It's like actor, model, hand model, COO of something. That's what it's just like, COO of something. I'm like, what? Rob, give me more. I need details. Okay.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know.
But he does seem like, nice, and he's trying. Nice.
I think two of the funniest things at that party, though, were, like, clips of Rob was, like, when all the drama started happening with Brittany and Jax, there was one clip of Rob was, like, he just looked, like, so scared and petrified, and his face was just, like, what's happening? I don't know. I'm not used to this drama. This is crazy. There's so many cameras. And he was, like, and then also my other favorite thing was Lisa in that, like, only mask.
Oh, God.
It was, like, a bird. Like, she should have been in the cage. She like, it was so big.
Flock of seagulls.
Yes! It was a flock of seagulls.
Yes. She always comes, like, fabulous.
It was a headdress.
Those outrageous outfits.
Yeah, it's a headdress.
It was a headdress for sure.
That was hilarious.
I just love also that, like, she's invited to things. Like, your boss is just gonna catch, like, I mean, hey, if she was my boss, I would want her to be there, too.
Right.
But I just find that so funny. Only in L.A. Like, only in here.
Right. And I love that she gets in and out of the drama. Like, she's talking to Brittany, like, hey, are you okay? Of course you're not. And she's got this, I'm like, take off the peacock headdress. I can't. Because I can't take it seriously.
No. But, I kept forgetting it was her.
Yeah.
I
but
know.
She is so great.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. There was another tea time, I think.
Yeah, because, okay, so you're saying that that's part of the reason why they broke up. But Sheena this morning was on E! News, and she said that they're broken up, but they're still sort of friends with benefits-ish.
Okay.
Like, they're still kind of hooking up. And then he wrote a really nice message about her on his Instagram. He was he's like, you guys are going to watch the show tonight. Like, he's really milking it. He's like, you're going to watch the show tonight. You're going to see our full journey, but I still love her. And who knows, maybe we will get back together. And she said the same thing on E! News. She's like, maybe we will get back together. I want to be with him. So she didn't drop hints as to why they broke up, but she hinted that they possibly will get back together.
Oh,
and she's going to his family's house for Christmas Eve.
I know. I was
going
to say that. And didn't they go to, like, her for Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Like, they went to hers for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they went to her house for Thanksgiving, and now they're going to his family's house for Christmas.
And then she also said, like, that they just felt like in this season of their life they needed to be single.
I think she really does. I think at least until the divorce is final.
I'm glad she said it finally.
Yeah.
I don't know if she believes it herself.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You probably do need to be single.
I think it's like... Until this whole thing with Michael Shea is, like, over, like, until you're officially divorced, I think maybe just take, like, a second. Take a minute.
Or heal. Two.
Enjoy Bumble.
Yourself.
They can still, like, you know, hang out and call themselves just friends.
Yeah.
And go to each other's parents for holidays.
Holiday.
And if that works for you and you're going to still say you're single.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as there are other guys in the rotation, then I think it's okay. But I think she needs to add a few more.
Yeah. Maybe she has. Maybe
add
she
to the
did
roster.
During this,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, Saturday night, Friday night, Thursday.
I hope they make it work. They look like a cute couple together.
I know.
She's so into
him,
too.
Yeah.
She is.
And he looks great.
He better be really into her, too.
I mean, how could you not be? She's so cool.
She's like,
yeah, I think... I stalked his Instagram, and I read all his, like, cute captions, and he's like, I love her, and she's so beautiful, and she's so amazing.
Yeah, well.
I was like,
ugh.
Life.
Life. Yeah, so if he was flirting with another girl, that's not cool.
No.
But we'll see. I just want her to be friends again with everyone, though. Stassi and Katie. I just think it's, like, weird that they're not, so... Hopefully that happens.
They always treat her like the stepsister. Like, you'll be our friend, but we're still going to be mean to you.
Yeah. Like, they're like a duo, and she's just kind of like, they like want her to work to be their friend.
She's a prop, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to work anymore. Hence why no one was invited to her birthday.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, I'm going to treat you guys how you treat me.
It's just weird, though. I just want the whole gang back together.
I know.
I feel like
they're fun.
Last season, they, like, had it all together.
I think Sheena's on her high horse this season. Like, she's like, I got my man. I'm doing good. Yeah, she's like, I don't need you guys. But I think that's going to crash real quick when she realizes, like, Stassi holds most of the show. Stassi and Katie, like, really are anchors on the show. And not that Sheena's not, but without them, I think she can easily sink.
Yeah. Well, and also we know that Sheena's really good at pretending because all of season five, we had no idea anything crazy was going on with her and Michael Shea. And apparently he wasn't at home. He wasn't, you know, they didn't talk.
Took money,
like thousands of dollars.
And
she was like, oh, no, we're great.
We went on date night.
Yeah. So the fact that she's, like, trying to pretend this whole thing is, like, roses and butterflies with Rob, too, makes sense. You know, I'm sure it's great right now because they're kind of in the honeymoon phase anyways. But, you know, there might be some other stuff going on that we don't know about. So should we talk about predictions for next week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Predictions.
Okay, do you want to start? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think?
I think Jax did cheat on Brittany, and I think Brittany's just going to kind of, like, throw it under the rug and still stay with him. Like, she seems so sweet, nice, kind of a little bit passive. Mm-hmm. So I think she's really going to just let this one go if she doesn't have, like, proof, or even if she did have proof. I don't know.
And you watched their Kentucky spinoff, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. And what were your thoughts on that?
I don't like the way he treats her.
Yeah.
He seems like he went into her house, like, kind of cocky, kind of like he was talking about proposing to her and everything. When? Like, why are you wasting so much time? She's a great girl. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And then, so I feel like he still wants, like, a part of that little single life player. Mm-hmm. He's not going to change.
No, Jax is a player. It's Jax Taylor.
Once player, always player.
Right, right. Okay, so we're going to find that out next week. Okay, what do you think?
I don't want to believe it with Jax, but you guys are, like, peer pressuring me, like, into believing it. But I hope, like, Brittany does leave. Like, I hope she would leave if it is true because she deserves better and she's so cute and sweet. Also, I hope that the Tom and Tom bar comes to a grand opening and they can just do it because I think they would be really good at it.
I think it'd be so cute. I think we should be there for the opening.
We should be there. We should get an invite.
We should try to figure that out.
That's all I think as of now.
Okay.
Early on.
I think next week is when we're going to see the whole Faith, Brittany, Jax thing really kind of come to light. And I think it's going to be killed next week. I don't think this is going to be a long-term storyline. I think we're not going to see Faith past episode 3. I think they're going to use her to introduce the season. And that's why they set up so much this episode so that they can really drag that out throughout the rest of the season. They're just using Faith as clickbait.
Well, honestly, it worked. And it I think that I was surprised how much that gave us. I thought that I was like, wow, we're getting a lot in this first episode. This is juicy. So I think that we will probably see more of that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But the problem is if Brittany, like, leaves or, like, makes a statement, like, and leaves him alone, like, I don't think that works with Jax. Because remember last season when the whole rumor thing happened and Brittany didn't sleep with him one night and then came back the next day, he was, like, not having it. Like, that is not the way you get back at Jax. Yeah. I don't know the way to get back at Jax, but she's going to have to figure it out. I don't think leaving is, like, the best option, so we'll see what happens and what she does because it looks like they're back together. So I don't know if counseling's the answer. Yeah.
And they're still not married or engaged or anything.
No, and I feel like... Sorry, but Jax is getting up there in age.
He is. He's like, what, 35?
37, I think.
37? Like, oh, my God.
I think he's almost 40.
Yeah. Some of them are not as young as you think.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is. But like, that's like, Jax reminds me of a guy that wants to be single till he's 78. Yeah. So I don't know.
Wait, how old is Brittany?
She's like in her 26 she's younger. Or 27. She's young.
Yeah.
I think she would actually be the type that would be okay if he wandered, as long as at the end of the day, he comes home to me and I don't have to know all the dirty details.
No.
They're still together.
Yeah.
And look at how much of a jerk. Look, you saw the spinoff and you saw how much of a jerk he was to her
and
all the crap. Like, he started a rumor that she hooked up with Kristen. And she still stood by him consistently, repeatedly. I think they're still together now. They're going to stay together. And I think she's going to be the type to turn the other cheek.
I think you're absolutely right. And because she's just such a nice, like, just, like, wants to believe the best in people.
She wants to believe in love and believe that her man's faithful. Yeah.
And but she probably deep down knows it's not true. Because also, even if you... she knew Jax before she dated Jax. Yeah. I mean, she knew what he was all about. And you can't just change a person. Maybe she thinks she did, but she didn't. You can't change a person to his core. That's who he is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe she's just so invested. Yeah. She's so invested in just in it for the long run and just not going to give up. Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
You mentioned Kristen. It's not a prediction, but I just saying I want to see more of her. Because she popped in like at the right part of like where the craziness went down, which was great. But I need her throughout.
I do too. She's so fun.
They brought her in for that one zinger. She's like, Jax, screw you. And then she just walks out. And that was like her whole
I know.
Scene for the week. She's so cute. She's so cute with her boyfriend.
And we need more Stassi.
Yeah, more Stassi.
Stassi lines. She should have been at this party. I wish she would have liked that.
I know.
She should have crashed the party.
She was the OG with Jax.
Right.
Yeah.
If it was Jax, Kristen, and Stassi all there, it would have come to a...
Oh, yeah.
Come to the full circle.
Full circle. Full circle. Full circle. And Faith. Faith now. Apparently. Yeah, and just Faith. Inserted herself into that triangle.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so this is exciting. I can't wait to see what happens next
week. I know.
I'm ready.
I know.
Okay, anything else you guys want to mention? Any crazy moments we're looking forward to? Any favorite moments from the night?
I think we covered everything. It was pretty juicy.
Yeah. What a great first episode.
I know.
It was great.
It was actually insane.
Next week we'll have martinis.
Yes. And we're working on getting some cast members here.
Yes.
So we will try to get some more people here and talking to us. And so that'll be very exciting.
Yeah.
And always doing all of our research for tea time as well.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for joining. If you guys have any comments, leave it in the comment section. We'll be sure to get back to you guys. And feature you on next week's show if you have anything interesting to say. And you can find me at TeagueDP pretty much everywhere. I'm Teague Julie Panko. And to my left,
I'm Zach Peter, and you guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach everywhere. I make it easy.
Yay. Again, I'm Sarah Cirio. Follow me on Twitter at Sarah Cirio.
I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys tweet us, reach out to us, let us know what you thought of the show. We want to hear from you. YouTube us, everything. And I'm Stacey Olivas again, and you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Amazing! So exciting to see what happens next week! So much more drama! Awesome. Thank you guys so much. See you next week.
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.